Paul Brown, president of the Buffalo Building Trades Council, is used to fielding criticism about the union's failures to diversify. That's become an increasing concern as the region's recent building boom has highlighted the lack of diversity in the local construction workforce.
To get more minorities in the building trade, you have to start them off as apprentices.
And the city has a way to promote apprenticeship programs, a law that requires apprentices carry out 10% of the work on city-financed construction projects, like the renovations of the baseball stadium downtown or the improvements to Niagara Street. But the city has done little to enforce that law. Speaking at the Riverbend construction site last October, Mayor Byron Brown praised that project's similar goal to secure work for apprentices.
So that unskilled workers can be brought into the project and gain valuable experience in various trades.
The mayor also said that increasing apprentice participation would help diversify the workforce. So Paul Brown said he was frustrated by the city's failure to comply with its own apprentice law.
They do not enforce it at all.
Paul Brown pushed for the law's introduction in 2006. But since then, he says, the city hasn't done enough to make sure apprentices are being put to work.
Is it happening some of the time? Is it happening none of the time? What do you think?
It happens, I would say, probably half the time.
Record keeping is spotty, at best. The data that's compiled isn't analysed. Mandated reports to the Common Council aren't submitted, and there don't appear to be any sanctions for contractors who don't comply. As a result, the city doesn't know whether it's meeting its own goals. Anna Falakov is a lawyer representing the unions. She studied this for years and said one problem is a lack of staff.
It's an infrastructure problem within the bureaucracy of the city that they haven't had adequate staffing.
Buffalo Public Works Commissioner Steve Stepniak acknowledged that the city's enforcement of the law has been piecemeal. I asked Common Council Majority Leader David Rivera whether almost 10 years of not enforcing the law was a missed opportunity for city residents.
If you ask me, should we have done it a long time ago? Absolutely. I agree with you. It hasn't been done.
Why did the council accept this non-compliance for such a long time?
Well, it wasn't that we accepted it. Obviously, we've been asking for it.
But Rivera only started asking for more information a couple of months ago.
We want to see the statistics. We want to see the numbers. We want to see the placements.
Stepniak said the department is taking steps to improve enforcement. Those include hiring another person to work on compliance, tracking participation data more closely, and possibly changing the wording of the law. The same law that requires apprentices on public works jobs also sets goals for the hiring of minorities, women, and city residents. Stepniak said the department hasn't compiled that data and couldn't say whether those goals were being met. Rivera didn't know either.
Say a year ago, if I'd asked you, do you know if those are being met? Would you have had any idea?
No, not based. You're absolutely right. We wouldn't have an idea.
Falakov said enforcing the law would make a real difference.
I think it's an excellent way for the city to spread the benefits of the boom.
But in some cases, she said, the city has given work to contractors who don't even participate in an apprentice program, so there's no way they could meet the goal. Paul Brown said the mayor is familiar with union complaints about the lack of enforcement.
We've approached him a million times and he's come up with 9,000 excuses.
He said he doesn't understand why the city has lagged on this.
If the mayor were to make sure that this would get enforced, then yes, it would help a lot with the diversity.
For WBFO, I'm Charlotte Keith with Investigative Post.